Good day, everyone. Ed Richards of the Radio Oklahoma Network for OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, each week, Ed Serwin of the USDA Market News Office in Amarillo, Texas, there reviews last week's finished cattle market along with the wholesale box beef trade for us. And starting with that box beef trade, what did last week's numbers show us, Ed?
The spot choice market ended the week at 186.65, which was up over $3 from the previous Friday. And the choice select spread ended the week at $4.70, down slightly based on 1,039 loads of spot sales, which was approximately 14% of the total volume. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the sum of all types of sales, including the spot trade, ended the week at 185.14, which was up approximately 80 cents, but was a far smaller increase than the spot trade itself. That indicated that the formula trade, although larger in volume, was not near as robust as the spot market. Total volume was 7,360 loads, which was slightly better than last week. The formula volume continues its normal weekly sales of around 3,400 loads. However, the outfront sales jumped to around 1,350 loads, which was an increase of about 300 loads. And export volume was 942 loads, which was slightly better than last week. All of the primal cuts showed some improvement. Rounds and chucks were steady to $3 higher, while the middle meats, ribs and loins, which are traditionally big features for Valentine's Day, posted big gains of $8 to $9 higher prices. Beef trimmings and grinding products were steady to firm compared to the previous week. Looking at the cow cutout, we saw improve almost $3 to 164.08, supported by light supplies and good demand. The food service industry in particular increased demand, which along with the tight supplies helped push prices higher. 90% trimmings ended the week at $2.11, which is about $5 higher compared to the previous Friday. And looking at the finished cattle trade for the week, the finished cattle market was a dollar higher in the Texas Panhandle, but unevenly steady in other areas. Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico traded cattle at 124, Kansas at 123, and Nebraska, Colorado, and the Northern Plains were at 123 to 123.50 live, and mostly 197 to 198.50 in the beef. The average live weight of cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle jumped 7 pounds to 1,243 pounds with 38% heifers, and that compares to 1,248 pounds last year. This is the closest that we have been to last year's weights and also the heaviest we have been in some time. However, we are a long way from the record high of 1,291 pounds during the fall of 2009, but this is the time of year when weights traditionally drop until the late spring lows. Packers continue to cut kills, and last week's harvest was estimated around 464,000 finished cattle and a little over 130,000 cows, which was pretty much similar to the week before. The cow harvest continues unabated, although that will probably become tougher as auction numbers have continued to dwindle. The nearby CME closed the week at 123.95 on Friday, down about a dollar from the high midweek, but almost steady with the previous Friday's closes. The Southern Plains feeder cattle markets, most markets were steady to $3 higher on yearlings and $1 to $6 higher on calves. Area auction receipts have slowed down considerably since January, and this limited availability of feeders for immediate delivery at the auctions and also in the direct trade has helped support prices. Wheat pasture runs look like they'll be short later this spring in the drier western part of the region, prompting buyers to consider every available offering, even though break-evens are tough right now. As has been evident in the past few weeks, the lighter weight cattle have been much more uneven, with a few markets actually posting lower prices once in a while. 5 to 600 pound steers sold in an extremely wide range from 164 to 197. And once again, the highest prices were observed in areas where wheat pasture is abundant. The 7 to 750 pound steers at auctions traded mostly from 153 to 158. However, there were a few as high as 162. 8 to 850-pound steers at auctions were mostly 145 to 150, with a few higher. In the Texas Direct Feeder Cattle Report, 21,000 heads sell in a market that was predominantly $1 to $3 higher, but instances $5 higher. A 7 to 750-pound steers sold from 153 to 158, and the 8 to 850s were 146 to 151, both current FOB prices. Contracts for 750-pound steers delivered to a feedlot were quoted at 153 to 156 for March through April deliveries. The Mexican import trade was brisk again, with feeders selling mostly $3 to $5 higher, but instances $7 higher on calves under 400 pounds. The 5 to 600-pound steers sold in a range from 143 to 153 at the border, but instances up to 158. Volume continues at a pace over last year. And the nearby CME ended the week at 153.62 on Friday, down over a dollar from the weekly high. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA report from Amarillo, Texas.